My name is Rob Lewis.
Okay, and your company?
I'm with Tech Vibes Media Inc.
Okay, and tell us a little about Tech Vibes.
Tech Vibes is a Vancouver-based company. We're a media company that covers technology news across Canada. And we're here today at the Grow Conference as a media sponsor.
And what's the story of Tech Vibes? Like, how long ago did you start it? And
Tech Vibes as a brand has been in Vancouver for probably 9-10 years. Myself and two investors purchased the site, the domain name essentially, 3 years ago and turned the whole business idea kind of on its head. It went from being a monthly business networking event to being essentially a technology blog that's supported by a job board and a events calendar and a company directory. And we're hyper-local in 9 cities across Canada as well as 3 in the States.
And what's your connection with the Growth Conference?
We're a media sponsor of the Growth Conference, so we tend to do this a lot, where we get involved with interesting events across Canada and support them from a media sponsor perspective, because we can help promote the event and hopefully make it more successful, as well as cover it. And on the flip side, we get some great content out of it, so well for both sides.
So I noticed that you were doing video interviews as well. Is that something that you've been doing for a while with Tech Vibes?
No, it's something entirely new. We pitched KPMG on the idea of sponsoring the series, and they liked the idea, so we decided to go for it. And we've got a great on-air personality in Michelle Sklar. We picked out probably 15 people, speakers as well as sponsors and just important people in the community that we wanted to interview. And that list grew to probably over 25 people that we interviewed today. And they're anywhere from 5 to 10 minute interviews, just talking about what each person does at their company, what they think of the conference, what they think of the kind of the tech ecosystem where they are, whether it be in Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal.
And so what is the plan in terms of that being a part of Tech Vibes? Is that sort of part of your future plans?
Yeah, it's part of our future plans. Yeah, it's a bit of an evolving idea. We're trying to figure out exactly if it makes a lot of sense financially. We're a content site, so we're very dependent on visitors and page views. Video is a bit of a different animal, so we're learning it as we go along. But I do think there's a huge opportunity here to add more content and value on our site for our readers, because we have a pretty significant following across Canada.
So what is the kind of audience that you would have at Tech Vibes? Who would go to Tech Vibes?
That's a very good question, and we get that all the time from advertisers. It's a real wide range, everything from venture capital investors down in the valley to startups across Canada, people looking to learn more about what's happening in mobile, web developers, web designers, people working for kind of more traditional businesses on the tech side, people just trying to keep up with what's going on in the Canadian tech startup community.
So you mentioned that you've, what is it, 7 cities that you're...
We're in 9 cities across
Canada.
9 cities? And 3 in the States.
Okay. Yeah. And is there a reason that you're evolving from Canada and covering Canadian cities?
Yeah, we like to think of ourselves as the tech crunch of Canada, so they do a great job of covering what's going on in Silicon Valley and on the web. Vancouver is where we're located, but the Canadian market is a lot easier for us to cover than, say, some of the American stuff, and there's less competition, obviously. From an advertising perspective, our national advertisers want to have coverage across Canada. So being in, say, multiple cities in the States and a few in Canada doesn't really solve a problem from an advertising standpoint. There's not a lot of Canadian national advertisers that are interested in the fact that we're in Portland or Seattle. They want to know that we have broad coverage across Canada. So we've accomplished that by being, we're in Victoria, right across to Atlantic Canada. So
this is a conference where there's people talking about being entrepreneurs and meeting VCs and raising money and that whole thing. So in terms of Tech Vibes, you said you bought the company, or you and several other people bought the company. What was the process in terms of getting more money coming in? Was it now are you looking at, well, we're going to go for more investment, or how do you see growing the company?
Well, that's a good question. We don't really need a lot of investment right now. We purchased the site, as opposed to purchasing a company, we purchased the site 3 years ago. And since then, certainly there's been some money needed to grow the business. But we don't necessarily need to go and get VC money or or necessarily any angel funding. However, if we wanted to really scale this and go big and, say, capture 10 more cities and states, we'd probably need to get a little money to help with the marketing and build out a bigger team. But at this point, we are pretty much it as far as a Canadian tech source. And that was our goal for this year, so we'll see what happens next year.
So basically, you're just wanting to do a slower growth to sort of develop fully in Canada, and then
we want to nail Canada before we worry about other countries. So I wouldn't say slower growth, but we need to make sure we're doing a great job across Canada, and then we'll think about expanding down the states.
So have you had a chance to see anything or hear anybody today?
Unfortunately, I've been out in the concourse here, kind of managing the interview process, so I haven't heard any of the speakers, which is kind of sad. But
okay, so how about from the interviews that you've been a part of?
Well, I've heard great
highlights?
Things about a couple speakers. Certainly,
okay.
Dave McClure mixed things up this morning, and I heard a lot of comments about his talk, which was supposed to be great. Leonard Brody, as always, I've heard him speak before, but he nailed it again and inspired a lot of people. Probably the big guest star there today was Andrew Mason from Groupon, and that's a huge success story, but it's very relevant now because they did their first nationwide deal yesterday with The Gap and had some phenomenal numbers. So we interviewed him, and that'll be up on our site soon.